Now, we do have a quick story coming up here on the stopping the fracking on Indigenous land. So earlier this month, the Gamma Ray Next Generation group, along with other Indigenous groups, rallied in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane to protest against new fracking mines in northern New South Wales. The $3 billion project would mean 850 wells were dug in the area, each about 1 kilometre deep. The project has received the environmental approval from the government, but the locals and some Indigenous groups are fighting against the fracking. Here to discuss it with me is Cameron Manning of the Gamma Ray Next Generation. So, Cameron, you guys rallied earlier this month. You tried to get your voice heard. What sort of progress have you seen since then?
Hey, yeah, my brother. We did protest in Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra and Brisbane on the 4th of December. So I was involved with the Sydney protest, and the response that we got, like, with the protest was really, really positive. Sort of the community backing that we got from all sections of the community was really pleasing and really great to see. Since the rallies, I definitely think there's a lot of momentum building. So at the moment, we're distributing information through our Facebook and Instagram pages, which is Gamilaroi Next Generation. So for us, it's basically about building momentum and building community awareness as well around the project, what it entails, the environmental impacts of it, as well as the impacts to Gomeroi culture and heritage, which are really, really important to us. So those are the main points I think we're trying to get through. And I think, just from the rallies themselves, I think that there's definitely a lot of momentum building moving forward with opposing the project.
And the Federal Environment Minister, Susan Ley, said the biodiversity of the area would be protected even with the mine going ahead. Do you think that's true?
I find that very hard to believe. So with the project, there's going to be a minimum of 1,000 hectares cleared in the Pilliga, which is already a safe haven for many, many threatened species. So there's over 40 threatened species of birds and animals in the Pilliga forest already, including animals such as the Pilliga mouse, which is only found in the Pilliga forest. So I cannot see how drilling 850 wells 1 kilometre deep into the earth, into our country, where the Great Artesian Basin sits immediately underneath our country, which is a one of the largest freshwater resources, underground resources in the world. I cannot find a way to justify that as being safe for the environment or being in any way sort of something that should be looked at or continue to happen. So, for us, we completely oppose the project. In regards to Gomeroi as well, our group completely opposed the Narrabri gas project and all mining on our country. So for us, it's really about protecting it for our future generations. Because that's who we're doing it for our kids and our grandkids and great grandkids. That's what we're doing this for. So for us, this destruction of our country is not just going to impact us; it's going to impact the future generations. That's why we're standing up today to stop it.
So it sounds quite amazing the work your organisation is doing, and it sounds quite shocking. Obviously, the environmental impacts of this. So aside from the effect on the environment, what sort of impact will these new mines have on local communities?
So with the local communities, there were over 22,000 submissions to the New South Wales Department of Planning regarding the project, and over 98% of those proposals were against the project. So that shows to me, and many of those people opposing that were local people, including many Gomeroi people. So for us, I think that clearly shows that this project is not wanted. Australia is in prime position right now to transition completely to renewable energy, but is deciding to go with these cheap economically abundant sources of energy, which are destructive to the environment, proven to be extremely destructive to the environment, and will continue to harm the environment for hundreds of years into the future. The process of fracking itself releases methane into the atmosphere, which is shown to be 20 to 30 times more destructive than carbon dioxide in terms of creating the greenhouse gases and being trapped in the atmosphere. So for us, I really think that the communities, this is really going to be something that galvanizes all the local community to come together and fight against this, because there's been a very, very staunch activism from Gomeroi people, as well as our supporters and allies in the community who've been fighting against this long before myself and others have been doing it. So those older generations, we owe it to them to stand up and fight against this this destruction of our country. So those are the main sort of points, I believe, as to why local communities oppose it and what it's going to do for the community.
And do Australian laws around Indigenous heritage protection need to change, do you think?
Yeah, most definitely. I find it extremely offensive that the colonial buildings and representations of colonial history in Australia have more protection value under Australian law than Indigenous sites of significance that are thousands and thousands of years old. An example of that is Juukan Gorge being destroyed over in WA earlier this year. So for us, Gomeroi people, and for myself, I really believe that we need to make sure that and really lobby government to change this. But also, the main thing that I believe we need to do is just come together and bring back our governance structures and our ways of bringing our people together and uniting and creating that united front against it. Because we can't rely on the good faith of the government, because it's shown, you know, in the past and in the present, and most likely in the future, that's not going to be something that we can rely on. It's something that's proven to use so-called economic benefit over protecting Aboriginal sites and protecting the environment in our country. So I really, definitely believe the laws 100% need to be changed ASAP.
And Cameron, you still have 12 to 18 months before the government decides whether they want to invest in the project. What is Gomeroi Next Generation going to do about this moving forward?
So at the moment, we're planning on bringing young Gomeroi people together. That's sort of the main aim at the moment, is to create sort of awareness and sort of knowledge, share knowledge around country and around protecting country, because our people are the heart and soul of our nation, and what we need to do is bring all of us together with our knowledge, with our systems back in place to sort of oppose it oppose the project as best we can. So I believe at the moment it's sort of around creating awareness and bringing our community across our nation together, because our nation is very large, the second largest nation in New South Wales. So it's a very big task to sort of bring all of us together and create that awareness around what this project is going to do to our environment, to our country, and for our future generations. So, those are the main points that I believe cover that.
Amazing. Sounds like a brilliant campaign you're running there. Now, just for anyone listening, is there any way that that people can get involved and help support this campaign if they want?
Yeah, so at the moment, I would say to definitely check out our social media pages. So it's Gomeroi Next Generation, GAMILARAAY, Next Generation. So we're on Facebook and Instagram. We share information on there and sort of upcoming events, whether it be rallies or whatever else we're doing. So yeah, definitely check us out on social media to keep updated with what's happening coming up very, very shortly in the future.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for talking to us, Cameron. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, cheers, mate. Cheers. Have a good day.
Bye.
So that was Cameron Manning from the Gomeroi Next Generation talking to us about why he's fighting against new fracking mines being opened on Indigenous land in northern New South Wales. So as Cameron just said, you can go to their social media sites or their website, and it's Gamma Ray Next Generation on Facebook, Instagram, and their website. So that was, yeah, really good interview there, which we learnt quite a bit there. And I think we'll follow that up as the government proposal comes around in the next 12 to 18 months.